Hello, and welcome back to Energy News Weekly. I'm Colleen.
And I'm Anna, and we're speaking to you from Grant County, Oklahoma, where a wind farm is going to be under construction starting in 2016. There's been a lot of debate in the area about this project, so we're going to take this time to discuss what wind energy really means for all of us. All right, let's get started. Colleen, why don't you tell us how exactly wind energy works?
Well, wind energy is a kinetic form of energy caused by solar radiation and the Earth's rotation. It works like this. The wind turns the rotor, or something called a wind turbine, which turns a series of gears and shafts which are connected to the generator. The generator then transforms this energy into electricity, which is transferred through buried cables that bring it to electrical transformers. These then bring the electricity to our homes, schools, and factories.
Yes, and this is only one of many such farms currently under construction. They've been appearing all over the U.S. and the world for some time now. Since 1999, wind energy in the U.S. has grown by 170%. People are beginning to see the efficiency of wind farms and how they can benefit the energy industry. Wind turbine technology exports have also grown from $16 million in 2007 to $388 million in 2012. Various programs within the Department of Energy, such as Wind Exchange, have increased the amount of research put towards wind energy as well.
Okay, now this time we would like to introduce to our listeners Dr. David Sadbury, an electrical engineering professor at MIT, who is conducting research on renewable energy with a focus on wind energy.
Dr. Sadbury, why don't you tell us what you think of wind energy? Do you think it has the potential to help us solve the global energy crisis?
Thank you for that introduction. I'm glad to be here. To answer your questions, yes, I believe wind energy has the potential to help us solve our global energy crisis. As both of you said, it is such a quickly growing field, and I do believe it'll continue to grow and become the main source of energy in the future.
Okay, thank you. Now I think it's time for us to accept a call-in. Lavelle, a local from Grant County, what questions do you have for our expert here?
Well, I've heard that wind energy is supposedly cleaner than fossil fuels, but can it really be just as efficient?
Definitely. In traditional steam power generation methods, only about 40% of the stored chemical energy in coal or natural gas can be produced into electrical power. In wind energy, a law called the Betts limit says that wind energy can capture up to 59.3% of the kinetic energy in wind, but that has yet to be done on a commercial scale. However, modern wind turbines in use today can achieve efficiency ratings of 40 to 50%, which easily surpasses nuclear, geothermal, hydroelectric, and solar energy efficiency.
Wow, that's very impressive. I do have a few more concerns. I'm a very avid bird watcher, and I hear that the increased usage of wind turbines might really harm our bird population. Is this true?
Yes, it does have the potential to inflict damage on bird and bat populations. Wind farms do work with environmental protection agencies and build in areas where they can do the least possible damage.
How much would it cost to switch over to wind energy anyway? How long would the process take?
That's a tough question for several reasons. A typical wind turbine can cost around $3 to $4 million and generate enough power for 500 to 600 homes. So it is rather expensive, but consistently starts to pay for itself. From 2000 to 2006, global energy production from wind energy quadrupled, although it still consists of a small percentage of total energy production.
It seems to me that the expense of wind turbines might not equal the amount of energy saved by using them in the first place.
This is another tough question because, again, it all depends on location. Wind energy is entirely dependent on the speed and direction of the wind, which constantly varies. There are similar drawbacks for all renewable energy sources, though. Solar energy efficiency goes down on cloudy days, and hydroelectric energy is less efficient when there are droughts. Overall, when used correctly, wind energy can pay for itself and still return a profit.
Well, aren't there really not a lot of locations in which wind strength is optimized? Won't this be a problem building wind farms?
Yes and no. As you mentioned, the limit on wind energy isn't how much energy it can produce, but on where energy is able to be produced. Simply put, most areas aren't windy enough to make wind energy on a commercial level practical, but there has been a lot of growth in offshore wind farms where wind speeds can be much higher.
Say I wanted my house to be wind-powered. Are personal, non-commercial wind farms a possibility in the future?
Actually, you don't have to wait at all. Wind turbines for both small businesses and large homes have been on the market for several years now, but they can still be a little pricey in the $50,000 range. However, if your area is windy enough, the turbines can easily generate enough power for you.
Well, we are actually out of time, so I think one call-in will be all for today. Thank you so much, Dr. David Sadbury and Lavelle, for a fascinating and informative discussion today.
To our listeners, we hope you learned a few things. Don't forget about wind energy. You'll most likely be hearing a lot more about it in the years to come.